This is an extract from an oral history interview I recorded with Roy Peterson in October 2020 over Zoom. In the late 1970s, Roy was a social development officer at the Highlands and Islands Development Board. Here he recounts with great warmth how the community co-op scheme expanded into the Northern Isles. As well as providing an account of the origins of the Papa Westry Community Co-op, known as the Papi Co-op, Roy also gives a flavour of island life in the late 1970s. I'm also happy to say that over 40 years later, the Papi Co-op is still going strong. Hope you enjoy the clip, and thanks for listening.
In 79, I think it must have been 79, I got a phone call from Papa Westry. Oh. In the north, one of the most northerly of the Orkney North Isles. Mm-hmm. And it was Jim Rendell. He said that he was from Papa Westry, and he had been reading in the Sunday Post about Battersea had set up a shop. Mm-hmm. And that he ran the shop in Papa Westry, but he was wanting to give it up. And I think it was a post. He had a post office. The shop and post office, but wasn't really very viable. And he wondered if this co-op idea would work. And I said, you know, it might. Let us think about it. At the moment, the scheme was only restricted to the Western Isles, but we'll have a look at it. So, as it happened, sitting next to me in the open plan office was a young research fellow whose first name, I think it was James Gowing. And he had been sort of given the job of trying to identify somewhere in the North Isles. In the North Isles, Orkney at that time, there's nowhere to stay if you're a tourist. Mm. And he was looking for the idea that somewhere to set up a youth hostel. And the pair of us said, well, look, shop, if the shop's not viable and the youth hostel is kind of a bit, you know, and, but if we put the two together, maybe it could make a viable enterprise. So James, if that's his name, I think it was, and I flew up to Kirkwall. We got onto the wee plane up to Papa Westry. There meeting us was Jim Rendell in his car, I think it was, with no road tax. I mean, didn't have road tax. In the small islands, they don't have, you know, you don't have road tax and things. Because nowhere to do MOTs or anything like that. So this rickety car, this was the postie's kind of vehicle, and because he was a postie, as well as a undertaker, shipping agent, colour gas agent, etc., shopkeeper. He and another man called Ronnie Babineau, who was blind, met us, and he said, I'll take you down to the shop. And he took us down to the shop, and we saw it was a pretty basic kind of shop, but it sold quite a lot of different things, and the post office. And he said, I'll just have to sort out my mail, but then you can come round with me in my mail round. So this we did, and of course he introduced us to just about everybody in the island. There's these boys are for the Highlands and Islands Development Board, and they were thinking of setting up if we were interested in setting up a co-op and to run the shop and maybe build a youth hostel. And what do you think of that? And so anyway. We went round everybody, and by and large, people were quite, well disposed to the idea. And then finally, we went to John Rendell, who was the biggest farmer on the island. And by the way, 70 people on Papi as well, just like Battersea. And we explained this thing to John Rendell, and he said, well, he said, if it was for the good of the isle, I'd be in favour of it. And we said, well, one of the things we were wondering about, where, because Jim had put us up to this, where could we build the shop or the hostel? And he said, well, he said, that's the New Hooses. And the New Hooses was a terrace of ruinous farm servants' cottages that had been built about 200 years ago. So we said then, oh, right, and how? What would it take? What would it cost to buy the New Hooses? He said, I'd give you them. So that was that. And we left a copy of the instructions, you know, the guide with the committee, and well, there wasn't a committee at that time with Jim, and a week later I got a phone call from Jim Rendell saying, well, we had a public meeting and we've set up a steering committee and we could raise £4,000. What did we do now? I said, well, you're going a bit fast. In the Western Isles, it took, you know, over a year to get to that stage. And the Orcadians, they seemed to just, you know, latch onto it very, very quickly. And they had a co-op already on the island, a coal co-op. Mm-hmm. So every year they got a coal boat in to deliver coal to the island, and that was done as a co-op. Anyway, I went up again in due course, and I acted as field officer, of course, because we didn't have one for Orkney, and helped them pull together the project. Also, there was no doubt, really, the committee were. You know, well disposed of the thing, and they would raise £4,000, which is a lot of money in a wee community like that. And so the meeting was held, the public meeting was held. At the meeting, I did the spiel about the Irish co-ops. Then at the end of it, I said, well, that's it. You know, would you support the idea, and would you be prepared to sign promissory notes to establish the co-op? And there was a kind of folk looking at their feet and so on. And then Jim Rendell said, well, he said, if we get 4 or 5 years out of it, it would be a good thing. I'll give it £1,000. So that was the signal for everybody else to put in their £50. And that was it.